This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning, my brothers and sisters of Central Louisiana. It's going to be all right for you. Got Pastor Dunkley of the Mount Olive Baptist Church, 4711 England Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana. Call your friend, call your neighbors, and tell them it's going to be all right because Pastor Dunkley's on the airwaves.
right? That's why he came to love me so. He looked beyond all my faults and saw my need. I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary. Died for me. How marvelous his grace that caught my falling soul. He
happened at Calvary.
Yes.
Look beyond my undoneness. Look beyond my failures. Look beyond my rebellious spirit at one time. Look beyond all of that. But he saw my need. I needed to be saved, delivered, rescued. And he did it, not just for me, but for all of us. Paul tells us in Romans that he demonstrated, he showed our love, his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for our sins.
Yes.
What a God we serve.
Mighty
God we serve. Look beyond our faults and see our needs. And you know that's something we ought to do as peoples of God. Look beyond others' fault and see their needs. And even look beyond your own faults and see your need. Well, all of us are in need of something, of somebody. Father God, we thank you this day for looking beyond our faults and seeing our needs. Not only seeing it, but doing something about it. Saving us. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For your salvation. Our Savior. And the life that you have indwelled in us. We thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Lord, you are the potter.
Yes.
I am the clay.
Yes.
Yield and still in thy holy hands.
Yes,
have thy own way, Lord.
Yes.
Give me preaching power.
Yes.
That I may proclaim thy word, thy will, and thy way to thy people. In Jesus' precious and glorious name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
To Evangelist Labillet, to the officers, and to the members of God's church, Mount Ali Baptist Church, it's just good for us to be here.
Yes, it is.
I want to try and share a word with us this morning from the book of Hebrews. And you have heard it before. Dr. Charles Stanley says, if a sermon is not worth preaching twice, it wasn't worth preaching the first time. Chapter 11, Hebrews chapter 11, faith book. We find the heroes of faith and sheroes. Chapter 11, Hebrews, beginning at verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtain a good testimony, a good report. By faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen are not made of things which are visible. May God bless the reading here of his word.
Yes.
The grass wither, the flowers fade, but the word of our Lord and Savior stands forevermore.
Yes.
I want to talk about for a few moments this morning, faith standing on the word of God.
Right.
Faith standing on the word of God. As you read Hebrews, you will find that the first three verses gives us a description of faith, and some say it is the definition of faith. And verses, in fact, the remaining verses gives us a demonstration of faith. And finally, a declaration of faith. But for the presentation of time, I will just deal with the description of faith and the demonstration of faith. We must understand that Paul is accredited to be the writer of Hebrews. And the language of Hebrews give us reference that he just may have been the writer. The readers of this epistle were being tempted to go back into Judaism and put their faith in Moses. Their confidence was in the visible things of this world and not the invisible realities of God.
Yes.
But Hebrews 11 teaches us that all Christians all that are born again are called to live by faith. But Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 5 and 7, we walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. So the question comes to mind, what is faith? Faith is action based on certainty without physical evidence. Faith is action. Faith is the action word based on certainty, the assurance of God, without physical evidence. Now, when you look at the demonstration of faith, their action was based on their trust in God.
Yes.
Noah's action was based on the word of God. Yes. He stood on the word when it really didn't make sense.
Right.
Why would a man build a boat with no water to put it in?
Yes.
But God said, where's the water going to come from? Had never been no rain. But God said, he stood on the word for 120 years. Building the boat because God said, build it.
Yes.
That didn't make no sense. But only God can make sense out of nonsense.
Yes.
Nobody but God. Now the scripture says, you know, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So true Bible faith is confidence, obedience to God's word in spite of circumstances and consequences. This faith works quite simply. God speaks it, we hear his word, we trust his word, we act on it, no matter what the circumstances or the consequences may be. True Bible faith is taking God at his word. God said it, I believe it, end of story. Now, the saints of old, the witnesses that we have, they had three things in common. They received the word, they believed the word, and they obeyed the word.
That's right.
James said, faith without works is dead. Works without faith is dead. Your works is your obedience to the word of God.
Yes.
Doing what thus says the Lord. Even if you don't understand it. He said, do it. As Nike used to say, just do it. The consequences, circumstances, the circumstances may be impossible. The consequences frightening and unknown. But we obey God's word just the same and believe him to do what is right and best for us.
Yes.
Faith is not some feeling, my sisters and brothers, that we manufacture. It is our total response to God's word.
Right.
You may not feel like the Lord is with you, but don't mean that he's not with you. You may feel like nobody's in the world but you, nobody's having problems but you, but if you really check yourself, you find out you're doing pretty good. Compared to how other people are doing, you're doing fine. So whatever is happening in your life, it ain't just happening to you. It doesn't happen to somebody else, or it's going to happen to somebody else, or it is happening to somebody, and they are having a worse time than you. But when you stand on God's word, no matter what, he'll see you through. Three words in this text summarizes now faith. Substance, evidence, and witness.
Yes.
The word substance in the Greek means literally to stand under, to support. Substance of things hoped for. Faith to the Christian is what a foundation is to a house. It gives us confidence and assurance that what we hope for is going to happen.
Yes.
Faith is a firm foundation that we must stand on in this journey of life.
Yes.
Faith and hope, they go together, but the difference is what the object of our faith is.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ ought to be the object of our faith.
Yes.
You remember the story of the two men that built a house? One dug down on the ground till he got to a rock and began to build. The other one just built right on the sand.
Yes.
And when the turbulent rain had come, it just washed the one house away on the sand. But the man that built on the rock, his house stood. And if you stand on God's word, when trouble comes, when rain of temptation comes, when all kinds of affliction come upon you, you will survive.
Yes, 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 sir, yes, sir.
But you got to have a solid foundation.
Yes.
And the house or whatever you build is determined by the foundation.
Yes.
You're not going to build no skyscraper on the foundation you build a house on. It ain't going to stand. So your life must be built on the word of God.
Yeah.
That's the substance. That's your support.
Yeah.
Evidence. That's your conviction. The inward conviction from God that what he has promised, he will perform.
Yeah.
Promise, the presence of God given to us in our faith. It gives us a conviction inside that God will keep his word.
This is Pastor Dunkley. I hope our message has been a blessing to your heart. I'd like to give you the calendar of events of the Mount Olive Baptist Church. Sunday school, 9:30 a.m. Worship service, 11 o'clock. Lord's Supper observed every second Sunday at 11 o'clock. Midweek service on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. If you would like a copy of the tape you have just heard, you can reach us at 14. 14-